This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was kind of an amazing development in the News Corp Rupert Murdoch phone hacking scandal over in the UK today. The world's most famous media tycoon has been told he is not, and this is a quote, he's not a fit person to run a major international company. It was a British parliamentary committee that told him so. Lawmakers in London accused Murdoch of turning a blind eye to all the phone hacking that happened at the now-defunct News of the World tabloid. Marketplace's Sarah Gardner has that story.
The committee's vote to condemn Rupert Murdoch split along party lines, with conservatives dissenting. But still, says University of Delaware's Charles Elson, it was extraordinary.
Particularly a company of this size and someone of that reputation and power.
Corporate governance experts say it's hard to imagine a congressional committee declaring a CEO unfit. If CEOs in this country are deemed unfit, says Chief Executive Magazine's J.P. Donlan, it's normally in the privacy of a corporate boardroom, and it's usually about money.
It's very simple. It's poor performance. If you don't deliver and you have a board that's responsive and you have shareholders who are active, they tend to vote you out.
But Ralph Ward, publisher of Boardroom Insider, says to many corporate directors, it's got to get personal for them to tag a CEO as unfit for duty.
You can do a lot to a board of directors and get away with it, except lying to them and betraying them.
About naughty behavior, oftentimes, like Mark Hurd at Hewlett-Packard, says David Becker at Drexel University. Hurd was forced out in a scandal involving a female marketing consultant.
And the board in that case did say that he had lost the trust of the firm and didn't seem like he could continue leading it. But it was specifically for, you know, having relationships with a woman he shouldn't have had and then supposedly using corporate money to pay for that.
Whether Rupert Murdoch's board of directors will push him out is unclear, but Ralph Ward says he wouldn't be surprised if a few of them are sending subtle messages to the 81-year-old that now may be the perfect time to retire. I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.